Fall is one of my favorite times of the year. I love the cool mornings, the changing colors, and bringing in the harvest. Looking at calves and things that you work so hard to bring to this point, and that's always it's a blessing. I thought since it's Thanksgiving weekend, I wouldn't try to take anything else. I just wanted to think about that a little bit. And, you know, there's one thing I did notice, and I'm not, maybe it's just me, but as I thought about it, I remember as a young boy going into stores and they used to set up these, you know, the old settlers and the table. It looked like a Thanksgiving thing, and you don't see that anymore. It's a little bit of Halloween, and they've already brought Christmas out. Trying to, largely Christmas takes over because of the commercial side of things. It's the power of selling, power of gain. And also I wonder if we aren't a little less thankful than we used to be. We don't need to be, but there's definitely, when you talk to people, there's not a lot of thankfulness. And probably the reason it's in the stores is because of they make their money over Christmas. That's when a lot of commerce is done. But anyhow, this morning I want to just think about what thankfulness means a little bit. And I know we just went through a weekend of Thanksgiving meetings, they were called, down there in Stettler. But, you know, as we gather, probably a lot of you are gathering with family this weekend, tomorrow, whenever it is. You know, do our children see us as a thankful people? Do they see mom and dad thankful for what God has blessed us with? And if you look at, in the Hebrew, thankfulness is basically the same as praise. And I found that interesting. And so my mind went to Psalms, and I chose Psalms 103. And you're welcome to turn there a while. We're going to start there. And if you're thankful for something, you're going to, it just comes out of you. There's praise. You're thankful for it, so you're going to, if I'm thankful for what Jesus did for me, I'm going to praise him for what he did for me. Others will know that I'm very happy for what he did for me. And I want to go through this, just the first couple of verses, actually. We're going to pull some points out. And just as we leave today here, just think about, in my own life, am I thankful for what Christ has done for me? Am I living in a way that shows that? It says in verse 1 there of Psalms 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. And we're going to stop there for now. We're just going to look at verse 1, you know, he's talking about praising the Lord here. And there's one thing that I want to think about. He doesn't list off a bunch of things that he has back at the farm or anything, you know, the tractors, the cattle, any of that. But he's talking about a soul thing here this morning. And that's what I want to think about as far as Thanksgiving goes, is David was thankful for what the Lord had done for his soul. He says, praise the Lord, count your blessings. You know, I've already taken a mental note, and do it sometime when you're struggling with thinking life's a little unfair. Something's, whatever it is, isn't working out the way you hoped or whatever. Just start mentally or write it down even if that helps. So what the Lord has blessed you with. Things. Start with the things he's done in your life. Things that you know he has changed in your life. The victories you had. And I believe David was awestruck here with what God had done. As he looked back over his life and looked at what God had done for him, I believe that he was very thankful. And it welled up for me. And Psalms means hymns. And no, David didn't write all of these. But definitely as you read through the Psalms, you can kind of see into his heart and you see a man of praise. One that gave God the praise for what was accomplished in his life. one that even praised God in hard times, one that was willing to sing a hymn to God asking why even sometimes, and yet at the end closing with a thankfulness or something about God that he loved. He trusted God. We're not going to go through and pull out, but just think about some of the Psalms where he asked God why my soul was cast down, yet he still knew that God was there for him. David loved to sing, I believe, and I believe if we would all make a practice to sing more, we'd be more thankful. Because it's pretty hard to sing and not be thankful, I believe. There's a couple verses I'd like to just quick look at that David wrote. Let's start at the beginning of Psalms more, Psalms 34. Just pull out a couple verses that as I was paging through, they just stood out to me. I think I may have wrote the wrong. No, so verse 1 there. It says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. And then Psalm 66. And this is, I believe, David that wrote all of these. And one thing to notice in that is David was in trouble in this psalm, chapter 34 there. And when he was driven away, he had to act, he changed his behavior so that he wouldn't be caught, and he was driven away. And he was blessing the Lord for I think, directing him. And he's one thing, take note there in verse 2, he talks about my soul boasting in the Lord. And I think that's one of the tickets to being thankful, is understanding that it needs to be an inner thing. You can put a smile on all you want, but if it's not inside, it won't work. Psalm 66, start reading at verse 1 again. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto God, all ye lands. Sing forth the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in the works. Through the greatness of thy power shall thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. All the earth shall worship thee and shall sing unto thee. They shall sing to thy name. Again, my Bible tells this, God's power and works. He's praising God for what he's done in his life, I believe. Psalms 81, let's turn there quickly. We're not going to read all these psalms, but just look at these psalms and look at that. It's way too long to read through there, but sing aloud unto God our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring thither the timbrel, the pleasant harp, blow the trump. Just read through that sometime and look at what I believe the excitement and the joy that David felt. Chapter 92, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness every night. And he goes on and talks down through these chapters so much about praise. And again, take note, why does he praise God? Why is he thankful? Because of what God has done in his soul. Not because of where he was in life, not even because he was going to be king or any of that, but because God had worked a mighty work in his soul. And that, I believe, this morning, if there's one thing to be thankful about, thank the Lord for what Jesus did for you and I. Because that's what we do have to be thankful for. God may allow some things into our life that are hard. I don't deny that. But thank the Lord for deliverance, for peace, for joy, for freedom from sin, all of that. It's a blessing that the world doesn't know about. Another point I want to think about is maybe taking more out of verse 3 if we go back to Psalms 103, but a life in relationship with God is healthy and it's complete, it's whole. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. You know, one of the names of the devil is the accuser. Accuser of the brethren, I believe, is how the Bible says it. And, you know, just think about, let's go back to Job's time. You know, think of how he went before God and he talked to God about Job there. And sometimes I wonder if maybe he doesn't do that, maybe with some of us. I see men, see families that suffer a hard thing. And did Satan go there and say, let me try them. Let me see if they're going to be strong. Let me see if they're going to serve you, if they're going to be thankful in the end. But I believe he still accuses the brethren. He's still there to try to tear apart the brotherhood, to try to tear apart the church that's working together. He says, how do you know they love you? The Bible calls him an adversary, an enemy, and that's what he is. But there is one thing. We have an advocate, the Bible says. We have one that goes to the Father on our behalf, one that stands there with his hands stretched out with those nails printed in his hands. When the devil accuses us, Christ, I believe, holds up his nail-pierced hand and says, wait a minute, I stormed that valley. And he says, these are mine. I bought them with a price. You think about that. You were bought this morning with blood. Though your sins were as scarlet, they can be as white as snow. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what we have to praise God about this morning. And then in the last part of that, he says, he healeth all thy diseases. And I want to insert, I think sometimes we read that verse, or I often have, I believe, and I felt that it was physical sickness. And I'm not here to try to change the Bible and say that it isn't. You can correct me where I'm wrong, but I believe this morning God heals physically. We know that. But we could talk about healing, and healing could be a sermon in itself probably. It touches so many parts of our life. But this morning, think of God as the great physician of your life. He's the one that can take all our needs. But I don't believe this is a physical healing here, because so far in these verses, David was talking about his soul. And you think about that. David talked about how God had blessed his soul. And he thanked the Lord for changing, making his soul complete. And I believe he's telling his soul this morning. If you could talk to your soul and just mentally just let yourself go there. If you could tell your soul, Jesus is healing you this morning. It's only if you allow it, though. And sin is being the chief thing that he heals. Does our soul have diseases? I believe it does. It can get diseases. There's fear. There's doubt. There's maybe depression. Maybe some of us struggle with anger or something. Hate, lust, jealousy. There's so many things. Pride, greed, all of that. I believe our diseases that our soul struggles with, and Jesus heals them. And these diseases go way back to the fallen nature and the effects of sin. And only God can give that permanent healing to the soul. Am I thankful for that this morning? Have you, just in the last week, have you thanked the Lord for your deliverance from sin? For the power he gives you, the victory you can have over sin, over anger, over whatever it is, a relationship issue, whatever it is that you're struggling with. I think sometimes we as Christians sometimes forget to thank the Lord enough for what he's done for us. Psalms 147:3 says, he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. God is a healer. Yes, he heals physically, and it's only right to ask God to heal us physically. But have you prayed for him to heal your soul, to make it beautiful for his glory? Verse 4 and 5, I don't believe I read them yet, so we'll read them now. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And the point I want to make out of these verses is life in relationship with God is meaningful. Do you struggle with meaning in your life? Do you struggle with wondering, what is my life good for? What does God want of my life? Verse 4. He redeemeth thy life from destruction. He forgives our sins. Because he forgives our sins, because he heals our soul diseases, those things that we just talked about, if we ask him, because he will heal us, then we have that relationship. And it's a meaningful relationship. God doesn't want a relationship with us that's a Sunday relationship. You know, we talk about that. Some people have a Sunday religion. You know, on Sunday they won't work. They do all the right things, but during the week they're a different person. God doesn't want that. I think this verse could probably read, he keeps your life from going to waste. You think about that. Naturally, that's how we all are. And you know, the world doesn't offer anything for meaningful living. You know, I often think about it. You know, the commercial side of the world is set up, or all the world is really, is set up to make you think that if I had that, I would be happy, whatever it is. If I had that bigger tractor, that more cattle, whatever work you do, the things that you enjoy about life, if you only had more, it would be better. And it paints this picture of this beautiful, maybe family situation or farm, whatever it is that comes if you have that. And you know, once you have that, there's one bigger, better, whatever it is. And people waste their lives on things, on getting things, on things that just really don't count in the long run. We all spend our days working, and the Bible commands that. It's right. But do I do it to bring God glory, or to bring, and am I just pursuing more things? You know, someday you will wake up, I believe, tired, sick of the whole mess, and realize this, how hard I worked, was it worth it? Did I lose my children because of it? Was my relationship with my spouse a mess because I was pursuing things? Our families are betrayed. And they even, you know, suicide is high because people wake up one day and they realize they've given everything for nothing. The world doesn't offer meaning. Doesn't offer a meaningful life. It doesn't offer a relationship that only Jesus can give you this morning. Money, material things, possessions, power, none of that brings meaning like Jesus does. God, only God, gives his people purpose. And you look at these verses, well, all through these, but, you know, he redeemeth thy life from destruction. Where are we going without Christ? He crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, you think about that, that's a beautiful picture. Verse 5, he satisfieth your mouth. He does bless us. God gives us so much, and it's right to thank the Lord. You know, I think it's nothing wrong with having a special day set aside for Thanksgiving. I love getting together with family, talking about, well, just family gatherings. You know how they are. But can I make it a little more of a practice? Think about it. Choose to be thankful when it's hard to be thankful. But remember, he's talking about a soul, I still believe here. And maybe I don't want to. He says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And just for a moment, take that verse and think about it this way. At the end of, when you're near the end of life, you know, and as you look back, are you satisfied with the things you did in life? Are you satisfied with where your family is? And I believe if we live in a way that pleases God and in the way that Jesus wants us to, I believe we can look back with satisfaction. Yes, there's heaven awaits, but also that someday I want to look back and know that I did what I believe God wanted me to. I believe God will give us satisfaction someday in eternity for a life lived for him. And it's beyond that. It comes from serving him with thankfulness, with joy, with praise. I have six just practical suggestions, maybe. I don't have verses to for each one of these. But just six suggestions for showing praise and thanksgiving to God. And number one, just be aware. Forget not all his benefits. You know, think about that verse. Are you aware of what God does for you? Are you just going through life so busy and bogged down that you don't see the directions, the things God, where God directed you, made you late for a reason so you could meet that person that needed help, made you whatever, where God directed you, and so often we're just in such a hurry, we miss all that. But take time, be aware of how God moves, how he blesses, and take note of that. Thank the Lord for that. Number two is just be honest. Don't try to put on an act. You know, there are days that we're discouraged. Be honest with God. Talk to God about that. Thank him where you're at, but also be honest with God. The third thing is to be grateful. And my goal was that as we think of Thanksgiving is to be think of giving God praise. And there's nothing that encourages praise more than thankfulness. You know, when I am thankful for something, usually you want to sing something. Is that not right? That it just seems to come out. Have a thankful heart and let it come out of you. Number four point, the fourth point I have is be vocal. Tell people. Tell people what Jesus done. Tell them about what the difference that you feel in your life. Tell them about your brotherhood, the blessing it is for you. Sing his praise. Maybe you can bless someone with a testimony of victory in your life sometime. The fifth one I had was just, and I think I was going to say this earlier, but to be natural, but it goes along with being honest. Just be yourself. Be who God made you and created you. God created each one of us in his own special way. Be that person. But that does not, in saying that, give us license to be self, but to be who God wants us to be. And finally, the sixth one is be consistent. And what I mean by that is make praise and thanksgiving a daily thing. Think about that. Again, I have no problem. I love Thanksgiving and all that, but let's make it a daily thing. I believe if you look at all these Psalms, David didn't write one of these every Thanksgiving day. I believe it was a daily thing. And if I went back over the last week, could have I written a Psalm of what Jesus did for me, or would it be a pretty sad one? Those are just 6 points I thought of as I was studying, things that I believe would help us be a more thankful, praising people. You know, how about you? How is your relationship with God this morning? Are you living a life that has a relationship with God? David said, I will praise him with all that is within me. And I believe that means everything. That means our attitudes, our actions, our family, finances, words, work, everything. And he also said, I will praise him not only in word, but in deed. And that's action. And that's what I believe this morning as we think about this. Let's praise him this coming year. If we would leave here and decide through the coming year, every day, I'm going to think of one thing to praise the Lord for and thank him for. How would our lives change? Do I make it a practice of being thankful? Ask yourself some questions. Am I enjoying God's benefits? Have you experienced forgiveness this morning? Are you living a meaningful, satisfied life? Has your soul been healed from diseases? And are you living with an eternal purpose? Just things to think about. I don't really have a whole lot more, but as I was thinking about this, I guess I was just burdened a little bit that we would be a more thankful people. I believe if we were more thankful, we'd have less problems. We'd have less problems with each other. We wouldn't be tearing apart the church, the brotherhood, the ministry. We'd be a thankful people, and I believe we would appreciate what God is doing more. And we would, if we're more thankful, I believe we will look in at our soul. And we will thank the Lord for what he's done, and it'll spring out of us as a spring of living water. This weekend, may the Lord bless each of you. Praise the Lord. Thank him for the good things. God is good.